So thank you. So, any questions or comments right now that I can help you with? And when you come on, have your voice be very soft because we're in a sensitive state.
This is Ananda. I have two questions. Would breathing up from Mother Earth be considered what you described as pulling energy?
Yes.
And then this endless cleansing and clearing and releasing, is there not some way to learn how to not take on that which is not ours, that's other people's stuff, that's cultural agitation, that's, the astral plane stuff? It is, it just it's it just seems so endless to every single.
It is endless.
Yeah, is there not a way to learn to not, to only take on that which is ours and to fill, I always sort of thought the ether was a bit of a filter,
Right.
or a
So the way you're thinking of it, and most people think of it, is this is a very linear approach that your question is coming from. Okay. It's coming from, and it's hard to describe, but it's like there's something out there, there's something in here, and can't we keep that stuff out there? Which is actually a very linear way of approaching it, which is how we're trained to look at things. And the so there really is no there and here, okay? But there is flow. Oh, they're telling me to stay with this idea of linear. As long as we're thinking of something outside of us impacting us or something inside of us connecting with something outside, we're still in a linear space. And you might have to sit with this for a while, okay? The shift into non-linear is what releases all of that. And it is a high state of consciousness, and it's being brought in with these new energies. So, this endless drudgery feeling of the heavy energy of all that's around us is part of the old energy. And it's part, and it's the effect of linear thinking. And I know it's hard to realize this as linear thinking. But anytime we feel anything outside of us and something inside as separate, that becomes linear thinking. So I'm going to invite you to sit with that and not try to unwind it right away. Okay? There's really a different consciousness that relieves what you're describing.
I don't doubt that. I think, I'm speaking from the place of duality, and I trust that there is a place that's beyond duality. But if it was beyond duality, then what is there to clean?
That's again linear thinking. So we need to shift out of the bandwidth of the mind and come back to that connection, the living energies. to find the answer to that. Like when you come back to your feet and your seat and the joy that arises out of that, that it's possible to have that experience all the time. And I'm sure most of you are experiencing more and more of that in your life as you practice more and more. But we have a tendency to separate out the practice from life. And so that is an example of resistance. So if we allow the energies to inform us and the living energies, the living intelligence to inform us in every situation in our life, what happens is we come up against making choices that will be very different and very non-financially based, non-socially based. And we come into that coherence with the living intelligence of being, and our culture is so embedded in the financial piece and the social cultural piece that it gets scary to let go. But it's amazing what happens when the living energy starts supporting you. You become more patient, you become more. You have a greater access to wisdom. You don't separate yourself from life. You become life. And it takes away that inner outer part, the linear duality part. And so every time, every time we find ourselves in a situation where we're uncomfortable, when we come back to connecting to the living energies, you can be confronted with, oh my God, I have an appointment in 15 minutes, but the living energies want me to stay here and fill up. It's like, if to learn how to navigate the experience of the living energies with your daily life and how it changes even how you would approach, let's say you have an appointment you have to be at, and your guidance is to sit a little longer, and you may not have even thought about it before, but you call up and say, you know what, I can't make it by 2 o'clock. Is there any way we can make it at another time or a little later? And it's amazing that that can actually happen. But we wouldn't have thought of that before because we would have been embedded in the duality thinking. So the more we're connected to the living energies, the more possibilities happen, the more synchronicity happens, the more resonance happens, and we leave room for the world to adjust to the living energies instead of us clamping down on the living energies to adjust to the world. That's all I can say right now, but it's a practice. And Russell referred to it in his comment today about having a thought or a feeling. And Russell, I wanted to adjust a little bit about your phrase. Your phrasing said, don't have a thought or a feeling unless you're grounded. That is a little too perfectionistic, but we always have thoughts and feelings going on, and if we can ground and allow them to shift into greater possibility and greater love and greater light by grounding and allowing the thought or the feeling to shift according to the living energies, It's amazing how that can guide your life and change outcomes. So I have to guide you back to the practice and to your own experience, and it's for everyone, and to experiment. See what happens. You're stuck, you're in a thought, you're in a feeling that feels stuck. Open up those chakras on the soles of your feet, connect to the energy, and let that thought or feeling and or that impossible situation be bathed by the energies and see what can happen. Okay, anything else? Okay, so for the approach of the solstice, you're going to be invited to live at a higher frequency, to engage your wisdom, to engage your light. And it may come into conflict with all the busyness of the summer. And become aware of that. Become aware of what your being is being called to. And see if you can support what your being is being called to instead of fighting against it. Okay, so you know, in every session, we always have one evening where these new energies are introduced and we're brought into a new frequency for the session. So this was that session. So if any part of this was uncomfortable at all for you, you'll end up adjusting to it. But it has to happen for the healing through coherence teachings to be able to come through. So thank you for being patient and collaborating in the ceremony tonight, because it was very important. And we'll see what the next week brings as the solstice draws near into our being. Okay, anything else before we end here? Okay, so many blessings, and thank you for being here tonight.